A little faster, maybe?
Equipped with only a guitar, a drum set made partially out of an old Samsonite suitcase, and their infectious enthusiasm, buskers Lewis and Addison Rogers, better known as Busman's Holiday, have been a staple of the music scene in Bloomington for years now. Here's an original song off their newest album, A Long Goodbye, called We Are We, performed live in the WFIU studio.
There's something wrong. Yes, I know I am something.
The album marks new territory for the band. It's their first full-length album, and it features the involvement of a Grammy Award-winning producer. So how did Busman's Holiday go from local buskers to collaborating with music industry bigwigs? Well, the story begins with a bit of strange luck. I'll have Lewis explain.
Like most great stories, our great uncle died. That's how they start.
We got an amazing inheritance.
Yes.
Which we didn't know what to do with.
For a while, I had talked about buying a camera or something.
We were having a late-night meal with our friend David J. Woodruff. He asked us if we thought about using any of that money for a producer.
And I said, there's one fella that we'd like to have, because he had just won a Grammy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we had thought, that's out of our range, but he's great. He's this guy named Mark Lawson.
Lawson is a Canadian record producer who helped produce the band Arcade Fire's album, The Suburbs, winner of the coveted Album of the Year award at the 2011 Grammys. Woodruff managed to get in touch with Lawson, sent him some demos of the band, and Lawson was impressed. When Lawson talked to the band on the phone, he initially agreed to help them mix the album.
Oh, no, we need to record this album. And he says, okay, how feasible is it for you to come to Montreal? And I said, well, very feasible. He said, okay, I've got the keys to Arcade Fire Studio. We should try to do this. And I said, okay.
The band then traveled to Montreal to record the album in a 160-year-old church that had been converted into a recording studio, bolstering their stripped-down sound with strings and horns. So how do you describe the music of Busman's Holiday? Their inviting personalities are an essential part of their sound, turning melancholic longing into warm and optimistic pop. Although for them, the idea of any kind of genre label is creatively stifling.
I've never been one for genres in general. Yeah, you're trying to make the best music you can, whatever that is. So whatever is the most original to your ears at that moment, that's where you're going towards. And I think if you start to think of genres, it gets harder for me, because then you start to think, oh, well, you know, there's rules to that. The creative process starts to get smushed. Yeah, and bogged down, and you start to think, but I just want to make what I want.
The brothers collaborate as songwriters, and they feel that their differing musical backgrounds help the process. While they share singing duties...
Yeah, I play drums.
He plays drums.
Lewis plays the rest. Which that usually means that Lewis is taking care of music.
Yeah, and I think, though, that has always helped me as Addison being someone that can kind of rein me back.
If we were both... a couple of novices who knew what sounded right but didn't really know how things worked, or if the both of us were incredibly knowledgeable and knew how things came together, we wouldn't be able to collaborate as much as we do.
Even with the new record and extensive touring, the band still won't give up their busking roots. While their initial foray into busking started out for completely practical reasons.
We like being able to, you know, take one trip from the car. That's like why we play acoustic music. It's like, and I don't like microphones because it takes you away from the audience.
It has since helped them out creatively.
I think that's what busking lends itself to, is like you get better at giving your energy whenever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a big part of busking has always been there's little separation between us and the people who are listening. Which is great. I mean, we're trying to actually have a dialogue or conversation with people when we're performing. And so to not have any barriers like that is really nice.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla. Mm-hmm.